Good morning. Today is Tuesday, August 3rd. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be cooler with a high of 76 degrees and a low of 67. There will be a strong chance of thunderstorms and rain. In our top story, Wake County School Board leaders will decide today whether to continue requiring face coverings to be worn in schools. The decision comes as the board hears from both passionate pro-mask and anti-mask parents. At least a quarter of the state school districts have made masks optional, part of the growing political divide over how to handle the coronavirus pandemic. Leaders say they'll consider staff recommendations that were developed with health experts. Two dueling online petitions have each drawn thousands of signatures asking Wake County to either continue to mandate face masks or to make them optional. In business, Apple has ambitious plans for a brand new campus in Research Triangle Park in 2023. But the company wants to set up shop in the Triangle sooner in an interim office in Cary. The Silicon Valley tech company has plans to renovate part of a MetLife office tower. Apple is investing $1 billion in a new campus in Research Triangle Park that would employ at least 3,000 employees over the next 10 years. The alterations for the temporary home will cost over $5 million. North Carolina has tried to lure Apple to North Carolina for several years. In more business, the North Carolina Education Lottery raised a record $936 million for the state schools in the past fiscal year, thanks to increased play during the pandemic. A historic high of $3.8 billion was raised altogether, which officials say is due to fewer entertainment options during the months of pandemic. During the months of shutdowns, the lottery offered a new game, Fast Play, that offered instant prizes and a growing jackpot. In January, the Mega Millions jackpot climbed toward $1 billion, fueling heavy play. Money from the lottery supports school staff, school construction, pre-K, scholarships and transportation. In the Olympics, two hurdlers who grew up in North Carolina competed in Olympic Games, with both running the biggest race of their lives. First-time Olympians Kenny Harrison of Clayton and Gabby Cunningham of Charlotte both made the finals of the women's hurdles. Harrison took home the silver medal while Cunningham came in seventh. Harrison grew up in Clayton in Johnston County. And finally, the Johnson Street Yacht Club Bar has opened in the Glenwood South Nightlife District. And when it unveils its new rooftop bar this week, it will also show off a new slide. But there are rules to the slide, and that includes not taking a drink with you. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.